With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump taking aim at ISIS in Somalia.
The U.S. military has carried out airstrikes against Islamic State operatives in Somalia. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the strikes by U.S. Africa Command were directed by President Donald Trump and coordinated with the Somali government. An initial assessment by the Pentagon says multiple operatives were killed. They're the first attacks in Somalia during Trump's second term. In a post on social media, Trump says a senior Islamic State planner and recruits were the targets of the operation. Donna Warder, Washington.
President Trump signing an order, of course, over the weekend establishing new tariffs against Canada, Mexico, and China. The move drawing retaliation already from Mexico City and Ottawa. Also at SRNnews.com, country still reeling from two plane crashes in the last week in Philadelphia and Washington. Authorities say the investigations will be very thorough and time-consuming. Meanwhile, this from aviation attorney Robert A. Clifford.
We know that the Reagan Airport is congested. We know that it has limitations to it because of its proximity to the Capitol. We know that necessarily there are military aircraft, but there should be an immediate halt to the use of helicopters.
And in that incident in Washington, 67 people died. In Philadelphia, 7 were killed. In the wake of the LA wildfires, city officials and residents opposing the designation of a park to process hazardous waste. The EPA using Lario Park in the San Gabriel Valley to temporarily separate, package, and then transport potentially hazardous materials. This is SRN News. Well, China is moving up the World Watch List.
The annual ranking of the worst persecutors of Christians compiled by Open Doors US puts China at number 15 this year, up from 19 in 2024. The repression of Christianity in the communist enclave is becoming more sharp as President Xi Jinping emphasizes unity over all individual freedoms. China is one of the worst persecutors of believers at scale, but the fact that it still doesn't crack the World Watch top 10 says something about how bad things are elsewhere. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Full-scale replica of the secret annex where Anne Frank penned her famous Holocaust diary has opened in New York City. The exhibit at the Center for Jewish History in Manhattan unveiled this week as the world marked International Holocaust Remembrance Day. This is the first time the annex has been completely recreated outside of Amsterdam. This is SRN News. All across the United States, colleges and universities are cautiously navigating the Trump administration's crackdown on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives.
Schools are reassessing programs, courses, and job titles that could run afoul of President Donald Trump's recent executive orders. As they figure out how to adapt, some schools are staying quiet out of uncertainty or fear. Trump has said DEI amounts to discrimination. To get colleges to shutter diversity programs, he said during the campaign trail that he would, quote, advance a measure to have them fined up to the entire amount of their endowment.
That is Bernie Bennett reporting. Experts say direct primary care is popular, and when it comes to a health care option, patients at these clinics pay a fee of $50 to $100 and get easier direct access to their doctor for routine care. Experts say it may be becoming more common under health policy changes. Now that President Trump's administration is expected to pursue it. More details at SRNnews.com.